Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ivory's Ghosts, The White Gold of History and the Fate of Elephants, by John Frederick Walker, performed by David Colaci, for Aelin. Prologue, 1898. An African slave belonging to Shundi, the Kavirondo ivory trader and dealer in human chattel, killed the ancient elephant on the slopes of Mount Kilimanjaro. That much is certain. Shundi's slave was a Chaga tracker, and when he came across the elephant's trail, he knew the impressive footprints, each 2 handspans across in the soft earth, had been left by a large bull. The crumbled dung piles of half-digested forage spoke of the worn molars of a mazay, an old one, weary and slow-moving, the kind that often carried good ivory. Shundi would want to know if that was so. The Chaga slipped quietly through the sparse bush and kept the wind in his face. Not long after he found dung mounds still warm to a probing finger, he spotted the bull's gray bulk, humped like the shadow of a hill in the growing dusk. From bush to tree to bush and back again, the Chaga drew close and saw how wizened with age the elephant was, his back sloping like a hyena's to his hindquarters, the withered hide sagging over his knees, his temples deep dark hollows. In this shrunken state, his thick tusks, which swept all the way to the ground, looked enormous. The old one swung his trunk listlessly at the grass and ripped up a clump, then paused as if trying to remember something before raising it slowly to his mouth. As the sinking sun gilded Kilimanjaro's snowcap, the tracker took the one chance he had left in the dying light. Fumbling with his muzzle loader, he clicked back the hammer and pointed the shaking barrel at the bull's turning head just as its ears flared to fix the sound. At the shattering blast, dust spurted in a jet off his forehead, monkeys and birds shrieking as he turned rigid, trunk flung up in a questioning curl. The Chaga dropped his smoking weapon and ran in a lather of terror, feet racing over the grass, daring to slow only when no trumpeting scream rang out to signal doom about to overtake him. No one really knows how the elephant fell. Had he been shot in the chest, he might have stumbled for a mile or more before crashing to earth in a final exhalation, legs bent as if trying to swim sideways. If the thumb-sized lump of lead had punched through the skull, he might have simply...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?